with your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy's talking about some step challenge she's doing. So yeah. What is that happening over there?
Step Bet.
So
the app is called Step Bet, and you sign up. And you can join. There's all different kinds of teams. And
is this a commercial you're doing?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if I was being lured into one of those commercials.
Oh, no. I have nothing to do with it.
Okay. It's called Step Bet.
Other than the fact that it's trying to hold me accountable for getting my steps, and a bunch of my friends are doing it, so you're competing against each other, and you pay $40 to enter.
Okay.
And then all that goes, depending on which group you're a part of, in that group, my group's pot has over like $100,000 or something.
Wait, you know all these people?
No.
Oh, okay. So you just get in a random group.
I'm in a friends group.
Okay.
Like, whatever. So, yeah, there's like 3,000 people in the group. I know four of them.
Okay.
So, anyway, for like 6 weeks, as long as I meet my step goal, like it syncs up with your, you know, a smartphone, your whatever, your Fitbit, and then it tracks your steps. And if you meet your target goal for the 6 weeks, every single day that it's set for you, then you get a payout at the end.
Is it a drawing?
No. If you get disqualified, so if you don't meet your steps one day, you're kicked out. So your $40 is gone. And you know who gets it? People like me who stay in.
So you split it. Everybody that lasts splits it.
Splits the pot.
And they take a cut too, obviously. That's how they stay in business.
Sure, I guess. I don't know.
That, they're not doing it for charity.
I know, but I don't know. I don't have anything to do with it. I'm just doing it for fun and try to, you know, I like tracking my steps, and this is helping keep me motivated. I tried it about 6 months ago. On day two, I got an email letting me know that they were sorry to inform me I did not meet my steps.
Day two?
I was disqualified. Day two.
Oh.
So this year, new me.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to make it.
Hey, so, okay, what's the amount of steps you have to get?
So you have active days and power days. You get one day off. So I have four active days, which are 15,100 steps. And then on my power days, I have to hit 18,000.
I don't know even what that is. Like,
that's a lot. Like, so,
how do I look on my phone to see what I stepped?
Here, I'll show you. Give me your heart.
Hold on. Oh, you already have my heart. Okay, let's see. Yesterday, I stepped for 1,200 steps.
What? Wait,
that's it?
No,
what'd you do?
No.
What? It was a Sunday. I didn't do much. Hold on. Is that not a lot?
You just chilled.
You didn't even go to the bathroom.
Last Friday, right? I did yoga, so I didn't work out. Like, workout. I did 1,800 steps.
No, come
Bobby,
on.
Are we sure my phone's even recording?
It's not,
probably not.
You must be having to have your phone with you at all times.
Oh, I don't.
Because you don't wear
a Fitbit. You're right. I don't keep my phone while I exercise.
That's it.
I wear an Apple Watch, so it tracks everything.
Oh.
And Okay. Forgive me for thinking, but can't you just put your watch on the dog or something?
I'm not going to. No.
For the money?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Bobby Bones.
Short men are aggressive towards taller men. I'm going to start with this story this morning. Let's do the heights around the room. Don't lie.
You got it.
Do not lie. Amy, if they lie, you call them out on it.
Okay.
Okay? You look at me and I'll hit the buzzer.
The liar button?
The liar buzzer. Okay. Yeah. Lunchbox.
5'11 and a half.
Half, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you buzzing him?
I mean, he seems pretty confident. It's fine.
How did I get buzzer?
Eddie?
6 foot?
No.
I'm taller than Lunchbox.
Raymundo?
5'6 and a half.
No, there's no half. You're 5'6.
Why are all you guys lying about your height?
Why add a half? It just sounds so like you're not confident in your height. You have to add the half.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what the doctor told me last time I went.
Stop
was 5'11 and a half. That's what they said.
Eddie, your doctor told you you're 6 foot.
6 foot.
Were you wearing a hat?
Nope.
All right, my turn. 6'1 and a half.
Liar. All of you.
Why are you guys lying about your height?
I told you what the doctor said. Maybe it's because I had my shoes on, so I got that extra half inch, but that's what they told me.
Okay. I'm the tallest one on the show, right?
Yeah.
Probably half an inch.
Oh, yeah. Me, then Eddie.
Eddie, Lunchbox, y'all stand next to each other.
Oh,
real
my
quick.
Goodness.
Oh, boy.
Eddie's taller than Lunchbox
I'm
is.
I'm
no, Lunchbox is taller. Yep.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah, Lunch is taller.
Look at the top of his head right now.
No, I think Lunchbox has got you, man.
Yeah.
No! Wow.
So there's no way you're 6 foot.
This guy's climbing 6 foot.
Yeah, no way.
And then Ray is exactly my height, so he's 5'6".
According to a new study, short men are indirectly aggressive toward taller men. Is that why you guys are aggressive toward me?
No.
Oh, come on.
Bobby, I think it means a significant difference, not like
half an inch.
Yeah.
Researchers found that shorter men are more likely than taller men to try to keep more for themselves and to share less and to prove their worth. In other words, you all are Napoleons compared to me. You have Napoleon complex. Yeah. Hanging out with the Bobby Bone Show. If you could only watch one show the rest of your life, what would that show be?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I know. And I asked this question because over the weekend I finished The Office again. And I've watched it all the way through probably 7 times. Not every episode, but all the way through. Like just starting it and going all the way through. 9 seasons. It's a lot. And I've probably seen every episode more than that. But I finished again, and I cried on the last episode again. I cry every time that last episode happens.
Wow.
When Jim and Pam get married, I cry. When Michael leaves and goes to Colorado at the airport, and then at the very last episode, I cry every time.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, listen, spoiler alert.
But I'm dabbling in The Office right now. I think I'm on season 2. Slowly.
Did you start at the beginning?
Yeah.
My show would be The Office. You get one show to watch the rest of your life. What would it be? Amy.
Friends.
Strong.
Yeah.
I mean, Friends was the show that you watched all the time until The Office kind of took its place. Because on Netflix, The Office is like the most watched non-original. Friends is up there too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Friends is a good one. Lunchbox?
Seinfeld.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I think it's funny and there's enough episodes.
That's the thing, enough episodes.
You know, there's certain shows that are like 4 seasons. That would get old. You need something with a longevity and that makes you laugh. Nothing too serious.
Yeah, with The Office, you're talking about 9 seasons and, like, you know, 20 episodes a season. It's like 180 episodes. That's crazy.
Yeah. You've watched it how many times?
All the way from front to back on Netflix, 7 times. But again, that doesn't count when I was a kid. When I was younger, I was watching it. Eddie?
I'm going to have to go Full House. Think about all the life lessons in all of those episodes.
What?
Does Fuller House get lumped in?
No. The original with the OG cast. Bob Saget and Dave
Coulier.
That's
the one show you'd watch all the time?
Yeah, I think so.
Because your kids are with you?
No, just me.
Okay.
Of all the shows, you'd watch Full House.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I would go Breaking Bad before Full House.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Morgan, number 2, what would you do? You're 25.
It would definitely be One Tree Hill. That's my big one.
I've never seen an episode. What's that about?
What?
Kramer?
Yeah. Oh. Is that like their version, your age groups of like our 90210?
Oh, or right. Dawson's Creek?
Yeah. Probably, yeah. But none of you guys have seen One Tree Hill?
No. Not really.
So let me get this right. There's a hill and there's a tree.
Only one tree.
It's basically the show that made Chad Michael Murray famous.
Who's
Chad Michael Murray?
Yeah. Oh.
Chad Michael Murray.
Is that the one came out? Sophie Bush or
they
whatever?
They got married.
Sophia Bush?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But Jana Kramer was on it for sure.
You
I
mean
know
Jana
that.
Kramer?
Is her name Sophia?
What's One Tree Hill about, quickly?
It's basically a bunch of kids in high school, and they're going through life, and you just get really connected to the characters.
It's your typical,
yeah, teenage
it's like
soap opera. Yeah.
Okay. And, oh, The OC. Remember that one?
Raymundo, what's your one show, buddy?
Yeah, give me Everybody Loves Raymond. I'll enjoy
it. Oh, good one.
Great show.
Oh, yes.
Raymond
like,
Strong.
I didn't even, that's one. Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, I might need to do that, because sometimes it's just good to have that one on.
Raymond Strong.
Oh.
All right, there's your one shows. On the list, they talked 10,000 people. The Office was number 1. Friends is number 2. Parks and Rec at number 3. Grey's Anatomy at number 4.
Oh. Do I dabble in that?
Because of all the episodes.
Yeah.
And then
it's still going.
And then Full House.
New Girl at number 5. No, Eddie, nope. Full House didn't make it, bro.
Really?
Yeah,
a bunch of haters.
I know. The Bobby Bones Show. Our head of digital is Morgan, number 2. She runs all our social media, our website. Well, not our individual pages, but like the Bobby Bones Show pages. If you go to at Bobby Bones Show, Morgan number 2 runs that. Youngest member of our show. Hey, what do 25-year-olds care about? Yeah. We want to stay cool, so she brings us what she cares about so we can like be cool. All right, what do you have, Morgan number 2?
There's a machine out there that will fold your laundry. It's called Foldy Mate, and it folds your clothes in less than 5 minutes, and it'll fold anything from age 6 to adult size, extra, extra large.
You say 5 minutes, like a whole basket? Could you dump a whole basket in there?
Yeah, basically take it straight from the dryer and put it through the machine and it just starts folding it within 5 minutes.
It's like Coinstar, but
that's amazing.
How does it know how to do it?
Where do you buy it? How much is it?
How much?
It's not on the market yet, but its target price is $980.
What? $980? I could pay a human to do it.
But for years?
Okay. Well, I need
it'd probably be like a VCR.
Mm-hmm.
When those launched, we're really young, they were like $2,000.
Right.
And they were a nickel.
Now they're like, I don't even know you're going to get them anymore.
Yeah, that was like, I'll give you a dollar to take mine. Yeah, so that's the deal, huh?
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet, and it fits right next to a washer and dryer, so if you got a little room in your laundry room, it's perfect.
You see that's it, Lunchbox?
Yeah, it looks awesome. I saw it this weekend. I just looked at it, and I was like,
wait, where did you see it?
Online.
Can you
internet?
Can you order them?
Not yet. It just got like revealed at a convention electronics.
Yeah, electronic convention last week, and so this was one of the big ones that was the big hit, and everybody was talking about it. So they had videos of it, and it's just you throw clothes in, they come out perfectly folded. Like, woo!
I mean, we're trying to send people to Mars, right? And like China just sent someone to the other side of the moon, the dark side of the moon, and then everybody's like, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. But a freaking clothes folding machine.
This
we're like,
amazing.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Come on.
Like, standing ovation. I'm looking at this and I'm just fascinated. Like, how does it do it?
But how does a TV send things?
I know.
I don't know how that works.
How does the radio work?
How does the internet work? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how anything works. So I'm
the
not even,
internet. Yes. Oh my goodness.
Shoes. Like, how do they attach shoes?
How do they fit so well?
But yes, so I'm not even going to question this.
It's awesome looking at it, Amy.
It really is.
You need to get one. Bones, next year, Christmas present?
Shut up.
Oh, good
only
call,
for
Eddie.
Amy. I only do the big ones for Amy.
That's true.
Well, y'all, we could get him one.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, that's
Morgan
true.
Number two, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. Hey, what do 25-year-olds
care about?
What's up?
I'm still looking at it.
It's pretty amazing.
I'm still mind blown. The Bobby Bones
Show. It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So every morning, this guy, Eddie, stops in this grocery store in Mississippi for breakfast on his way to work. He's always smiling, friendly with the employees. He's gotten to know one of the cashiers there. Well, he was in sort of a bad mood. So she said, hey, what's wrong? Are you all right? And he said, well, my wife of 32 years, Donnie, she was just diagnosed with kidney failure and she's not doing well on dialysis, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, you know what? I think I'm going to see if I'm a match and I'll donate my kidney. This cashier at the grocery store that he's been going to every year, she's a match.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And she's donating. The transplant is scheduled for this spring.
Wow.
What?
The, first of all, that she would even say, let me see if I'm a match. Then the fact that she was a match.
Exactly.
Then she's going through with it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Munhall, Pennsylvania. 19-year-old Ryan's a real go-getter. He's a volunteer firefighter with the fire department, always out there, you know, trying to do good. Well, there's not been much action lately, so he went out and set up a couple fires on purpose.
Oh, I saw this in the news. Yeah, arson.
Arson. He was lighting people's front porch on fire so they would get called and he could go and put it out.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And security cameras show him starting the fires.
Yeah, everybody has those doorbell cameras now?
Yeah.
Or some sort of camera?
Yeah.
Like, at least go to back porch. Or a garage. Yeah, but he's a firefighter that was burning people's houses down.
Did it ever get out?
No, they never got out of control. But he called.
Because he's a good firefighter.
Yeah, he was there.
And he was
on
tipped
time.
Off by himself.
He was there before the call even came in.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, where'd you get trapped? And I asked that because there's a guy working on an ATM. The thing shuts on him, and he's trapped inside the ATM. And so people will come up, and he passes out through the receipt hole notes. They're like, help me!
Yeah, how
help
crazy.
Me!
You're trying to get cash, and then you're like, what?
And
there's a human in here.
Screaming at people. So where have you been trapped? Hey, Timmy! What's happening, buddy?
Sir, what's going on?
Tell me where you were trapped.
Well, I was working on my car. I was like 18, and it was like 12 years ago. And I was working on my car, and I had it jacked up. And where I had it jacked up, it was real soft, and the jack fell. and the car come down and pinned me under the car.
Oh.
And my and I couldn't. I was in the dirt. It wasn't a concrete or asphalt, but I couldn't get my shoulders around to like dig out from under myself so I could get out because my shoulders were pinned back. But my cousin came by and she jacked the car up and I was able to get out from under it. And it was about 2 hours.
Dude, you're lucky you're not dead.
Yeah.
Wow. Jimmy, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever dream about that? Because that's a traumatic experience.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Woo, man. As Jerry Clower used to say, woo-wee. Once at work, I got trapped in the storage closet where all the prizes are.
Yeah, you did.
For 2 hours. I went in and the door shut and I was like, I couldn't get out and the doors were really thick wood and I was banging. Nobody could hear me.
The back of the building.
And luckily I get to work hours early. And finally when everybody else showed up, they were like, where's Bobby? And I was like, help me! And finally someone was like, what's that noise? It was me.
Stuck in the equipment closet.
Yeah, I was stuck in there with nice. Like all the free CDs and koozies. It was like prize galore. All right. Amy, where were you trapped?
In an elevator.
Yeah.
When I was coming to work once, but I got out. I wasn't like trapped forever. No one had to rescue me, but I did have to press the button and like it calls someone.
Oh,
remember, I brought in audio.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like calling 911, even if you need it. It still feels weird.
Yeah, because you're in the elevator and then they're like, hello? And I was on my way to work and it was so early in the morning. I feel like it had been transferred to someone who was working from home. Like, you know how calls get transferred to maybe someone that's at home and they're like, hello?
Yeah,
I'm like,
what?
I'm trapped in an elevator.
They're like, Kenneth, why are you calling at this hour? I was like, no. No, it's not Kenneth, it's Amy, and I'm in the elevator.
Yes, help me.
Okay, hey, Brittany.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Talking about getting trapped, what do you think?
Yeah, so my husband and I moved into a new apartment complex that has a gated parking deck. So I drive into the parking deck, and my husband's outside bringing in groceries, and I park my car on the 8th floor, and I get out, and I cannot find the exit anywhere, like to get out of the parking deck or to get into the apartment. I can't find any doors anywhere. So I'm walking up and down, and I look out over, and I see my husband walking on the sidewalk, so I yell out to him, can you help me? I'm stuck in this parking deck, and he just looks up and starts laughing. He doesn't even try and help me for at least 15 minutes.
Because, and how did you get out?
He finally found the door, but I was just stuck walking up and down this parking deck trying to find an exit, and I couldn't get out.
That Seinfeld episode where they can't find the car, and they're just walking
out.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Brittany. Appreciate you for calling.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Brittany in Richmond, Virginia. Let me do another one. Hey, Lauren in Iowa City. And Lauren, let me tell you about Iowa. I love it. I've only been one time. That's one of my favorite places. I love it. It was amazing. Anyway, enough about me. How about you?
So I got stuck in a walk-in freezer at work at Kinnick Stadium, the football stadium in Iowa City. I was catering there, we were doing like catering for the suites upstairs, and I went down to go get something from the freezer and it sealed.
Oh no.
It's like that Brady Bunch episode where they get stuck in the meat locker, that freezer. Wow. So wait, did you worry you were going to like die?
Yeah, you know that like flight or, you know, fight thing? I definitely like went into like, this is it. Like, I'm going to die here. Like, I kind of just, like, gave up. It had been kind of a while, and I had my phone, but my boss upstairs wasn't answering, so I just assumed that this was how I was going to go.
You couldn't call anybody else?
In retrospect, I could have called anybody in the world.
That's my thought was, okay, the boss didn't answer. I call anybody. I just hit numbers. Maybe the elevator guy from Amy's elevator answered. Kenneth, what? No. I'm trapped in the ice machine. Thank you for your call. Hey, Lauren, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
All right. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show. What do you think the age is when you should have your life together?
30.
Yeah? So you're 38? 37?
37.
Yeah, do you feel like your life's together?
No.
No, you don't.
No, but I think 30 is a good age of where you start to get into your career, you figured out maybe if you're in a relationship, if you're going to have a family, I don't know, all the things.
The age where, according to the survey, where they did like 80,000 people, most people feel the age where you should have your life together is 39 years old.
Oh, so I still have time.
You still have time. I still have time.
That's awesome.
But I think we have different parts of our lives. I think with everybody,
yeah, because
nobody has their whole life together, right?
No.
Because you're always sad. If you want something to be, you know, substantially better, you have to sacrifice something else. For me, I've had to sacrifice a lot of my personal life for my career. Now it comes to a point where I have so much career going that I have no personal life. I'm going, ooh, I'd like to, which means I have to peel back from the career. Like, if you just want it all even, you know, you're really not going to have anything that's topping the charts there.
Yeah.
So Amy has a lot of personal life.
Yeah, certain things when I think of having it all together, sometimes I think of it's like the adulting of it all and the responsibilities and taking care of it. Sometimes I don't even know how it happens, but it happens, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you just have to figure it out.
You just figure it out, and I don't even know how we take care of these two kids, and they're in school, and they go there every day, and it's like...
And you didn't even get to grow as parents, because you adopted kids, they came, and they were 7 and 10.
Yeah, and
so you didn't have that time to grow as parents.
11 going on 16.
Yeah, your daughter?
Yes, it's a lot.
Are the girls that your daughter... I guess she's... In homeschool, so there are no kids there, huh?
Yeah, she has no really other friends right now.
No bad influences.
That's what I'm talking about. Because there were some bad influences at her other school. She would come home with stuff. And now I'm like, she's pretty isolated. She got a teacher and herself. Cool.
Other age milestones. At 29, the average adult should have a solid group of friends. By 31, they should have met and fallen in love with the one. By 31.
Oh, sorry, Mommy.
It's okay.
There's still time.
Yeah. This is average.
Yeah. You have time.
44% of those surveyed said they didn't think they'd ever have their lives completely together. I don't think you do get your life completely together.
How can you?
Meaning?
Like, I mean, you're always got to pay for stuff. You got this. And the older you get, you have kids. So then your life goes out of balance that way. Or, I mean, it's just there's no way you can have it all together.
Mm-hmm. 25% of people said their love life was a disaster. How do you feel about that?
At what age?
At 25, just people. 25% of people said their love life was a disaster.
Oh. No.
Yours pretty good?
No, besides our fighting about time.
Lunchbox?
I mean, we fight, so I mean, I wouldn't say it's a disaster, but I wouldn't say it's all rosy, but I mean...
Like, any relationship is going to have things that you're working through.
Mine's not a
disaster.
Even
friendships.
Oh. A disaster would be something miserable happening. Yeah. I'm not miserable.
Okay.
I'm actually pretty good.
All right, you are. Climbing rocks with him, and, you know.
I went on one date. See, that's why I didn't even want to mention the one date.
Right.
Because then it becomes a thing.
Yeah, but you did, so.
No, I just said I was sore because I went rock climbing.
And then I said, who'd you go with? And you said, well, there's this girl from yoga.
Did you want me to lie?
No, but sometimes you say, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but then you know I'm lying.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
I don't want to get into the story. Well, okay, well, there you have it. As long as you're together by 39, you're good.
Okay.
Morgan, number two, you're the youngest on the show. How do you feel about all this?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I don't feel like my life is all together right now.
You're also 12. So.
Yeah, you won't. Like at 25, I probably thought at 35, oh, that's when my life's going to be all together and you don't deal with like drama and friend stuff and gossip and this and that. But guess what?
Yep.
It still happens.
It still feels like
high school.
Still.
Your feelings still get hurt. You still cry about dumb things. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm almost 40 years old. I cannot believe I'm feeling this way. Insecurities, paying bills. Stuff like that.
Open up.
Amy's opening up.
She's slowly unraveling over there.
Bobby Bones. Come on.
Here is Kaylee in Oklahoma. Hey, Kaylee.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing. I am on my way to work, but I was just calling to hop in. Me and my husband are huge fans of you guys. I love Amy. She has actually inspired me and my husband to actually consider fostering and potentially adopt, and we already have two boys. And my husband's a huge Raging Idiots fan. He listens to it constantly, and Sunday is his Chick-fil-A song because he's just so devastated half the time.
How do you feel, Amy, when someone calls and says, hey, you're inspiring me to...
That's crazy.
...look at adoption?
I mean, I feel like... I don't know. I mean, one of the reasons why we're vocal about our adoption is because if it can help one person maybe try to go that route, because these are kids that need a home, and you can change their life. And My husband's a super private person, but he kind of has got on board with us being more vocal about our story and sharing it because of that reason. So I think it's awesome. I mean, I'm always still in a little bit of shock by it because it's like, oh, wow. But I think we all could do that simply by sharing our stories. You never know who it's going to impact. And I think it's really awesome of you and your husband to consider fostering and adopting.
Yeah, my kids actually go to a home daycare with a girl I used to work with, and they actually just got a little boy that they're fostering, and I've just been seeing the whole process they've been going through, and you can just tell how much of a change, like just how much the baby has grown and how much he's more healthy, and I'm just like, I love it. Like, I want to be able to change somebody else's life and make somebody else's, another kid, like, give them a life they deserve.
Yeah.
And it really inspires me to see you and your husband do it, especially from someone from kids from a different country.
Look at that. Do you talk to your kids about the orphanage?
Yes, all
you
the
do?
Time.
What do you say?
It's a constant conversation. Haiti is their orphanage, their moms. And we talk about going back one day. And when everybody's ready, we'll take that trip. And we will see their moms. And that will be a really crazy chapter for sure that we'll unlock because I don't know where that will go from there. So it's a little scary, but
when will they be ready in your mind? Your son's 8, your daughter's 11.
I always thought maybe it would take a year or two. Okay, 2 years probably. But now that we're a year in, I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe at the year and a half mark. Like, I could see us maybe going this summer, but
wow, really? That quick?
Yeah. That would be a year and a half. So that would be a little bit shy of the 2 years that I kind of was thinking, but
what if they went and they were like, we want to stay?
That would be really hard. I'd be like, I mean, they can't. Legally, they cannot. So that would be really hard. That's something we have to consider.
Kaylee, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Hope you have a good day at work today. Tell your husband I said hello, and he has great taste in music, loving the Raging Idiots, our band.
Yeah. I will.
All right. See you later, Kaylee.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's a good call. That's crazy.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
So this picture of this guy, his dip can, and he put his engagement ring to his girl in the dip can.
Hell.
And it was like, hey, open my dip can. And she does, and the ring's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he proposed. What do you think about that?
I mean, at least it was fresh dip and not, like, used. But still, it's so stinky and gross. Like, I'm not into it.
Emma in Kansas, give me your bad proposal story.
He proposed to me while I was in the shower.
What do you mean?
I was washing my hair. He walks into the bathroom, sticks the ring in the through the shower curtain, and says, "Will you marry me?"
Oh,
it's kind of cute.
No, it's not.
Why?
It's because you wait for that moment to be proposed to, and then you're just taking a shower.
Oh,
everyday activity.
Okay, you're right. And there's a curtain. He's not even looking at you.
Said no. I thought he was joking.
Yeah, I would have thought he was joking too. Because again, that's like you're, you know, putting gas in the car. An everyday activity is it proposes.
Okay, you're right.
Because it's supposed to be a special moment. That's all right. You're not romantic at all.
You're right.
And I don't say that as a slap to Amy. But Amy's not romantic at all.
I know. Case in point.
Yeah. She's like, oh, that's... I would cry. She's like, well, I could clean myself and also get proposed to. Wow, what a day.
It's beautiful.
Emma, thank you. Did you say yes ever?
Yeah.
Emma. No.
Shoot, I need to know.
I know. Michelle in New York, you're on.
Hi. My story is that my boyfriend and I went to purchase a new car. Well, I was purchasing the new car, and as we were driving it home, he turned to me and said, do you know that your car insurance would be cheaper if we were married? And it kind of went from there. No ring or anything.
Wait, so he was being totally practical, and he said, do you know, because you have this new car, that insurance would be cheaper if we got married. Let's get married. And he did that with no ring.
Yes.
And what did you say?
I said, let's do it.
And then?
We've been married almost 12 years.
Do you hold that against him, that he didn't put anything behind it?
A little bit. I kind of like playing around. I'll joke with him and be like, well, I didn't even get a good proposal.
He did kind of rob you of a moment.
Mm. Okay, but hold on. I have a question. Was he just in the moment and he kind of thought of that and went with it? Or that was his plan?
That's a good question.
He may have been planning to ask me. And I think he just kind of got caught up in the moment and went with it.
So no, he never, when did he finally present you with a ring ever?
On my birthday.
Well, I feel like you should have still come through with the proposal. You could have said yes, but I want you to propose to me. Like, for real. Yeah, I'm holding out to be proposed to, guys.
Whenever, oh.
Yeah. Whenever it happens, I'm going to say, no, I want the proposal to me to be awesome.
Not in the shower.
Yeah, to me. Not me to her.
Right,
yeah. Chelsea in North Carolina. Hi, go ahead.
Hi. So it wasn't me, but it was my cousin. She was at a country music festival with her boyfriend, and they were getting food, and he handed her a hot dog, and it had the ring on the hot dog.
How big are her fingers?
She was surprised. Yes, I don't think that was what she had in mind.
Was it a really skinny hot dog?
I don't know.
That's really funny.
Unless
maybe
you took
just,
the
like,
ring and you like,
there. I don't think
crushed
it was,
the
like...
hot dog inside of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for
creative,
that call.
That was creative.
Is it though? It's like he's like, looking for something round.
Yeah, I've never seen a wedding ring on a hot dog before.
What about a wedding and a skull can though?
Never seen that either.
Or Copenhagen, you know?
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sometimes you'll be driving down the road, you see people picking up trash on the side of the road, and it says, you know, inmates. So people on work release from the jail, they go pick up trash. That's exactly what was happening in North Carolina. Three inmates out picking up trash, a guard watching over them. The guard has a stroke.
Wow.
Falls down, collapses. Do the inmates run off? Do they try to escape? No, they go over, grab his phone, call 911, say, we got an emergency. You got to come save this guy's life. EMS comes, saves the dude's life.
Wow.
And they went back to jail.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
You let them all out?
I don't think I let them out, but
you probably
give them the benefit, you know, if you're close.
Because that's good behavior, right?
That is such good behavior.
That's the best behavior.
Yeah. Because if they run, they might get caught. I'm sure they thought about it. Do you think they thought about it?
They probably had a conversation. Frank, should we go? Well, if we get, listen, Jimmy, if we go, they're probably going to catch us eventually. So why don't we save the dude? I mean, we don't like him that much anyway, but let's save him. And they'll probably think give us a break when he comes to getting out. That's a good story. I saw yesterday there was a story where a guy left for, like, I think his grandfather's funeral. They let people out of jail for funerals.
Yeah.
And he didn't come back.
Oh, man.
My uncle was let out for a funeral once, and he didn't go back.
So,
dang.
But don't they have, like, a guard with them?
No, I don't think so.
I think one goes, but I think it's very loose.
There's some mob show I was watching the other day randomly. Can't even tell you the name, but major mobster. True story. He wasn't, his son died, and he was such a risk, they wouldn't let him go out to his own son's funeral.
Wow. So they must have done like
and then I was scared for the warden because I was like, this guy's going to come up there and kill you because you didn't let him go rest his son in peace.
Yeah, have you been watching the El Chapo stuff?
No.
That court stuff?
No,
you
but
guys are keeping up with
crazy.
It?
I need to.
One dude was talking about how El Chapo helped him get out of the gang. Because he was like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Interesting.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that sounds so not like him.
And another dude was testifying against El Chapo, and they had a picture of him. And I was like,
yeah, he's done.
Goodbye.
He done.
Yeah. So, Lunchbox, it's a good story.
Thank you. That's
what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy. Let's get the morning corny going right now. I'm ready to laugh.
Yeah.
I'm ready to laugh.
Me?
Yeah, I'm ready to laugh.
The morning corny.
What did the wolf say when it stubbed its toe?
Ow! Nah, come on. Come on. Ow!
Good. That was the morning corny.
Do you want to know why 2019 is the year of best fiends? Well, listen up. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. And like most people I know, finding things that make you happy is the secret to having a great year. That's why you should play Best Fiends. It's an amazing mobile game that will let you do just that. Have a ton of fun. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated mobile game with thousands of challenging, fun puzzles, tons of characters to collect. Our listeners have been obsessed with Best Fiends for over a year now, and I don't think it gets old. Having to think through each puzzle is very satisfying when you get it. And the best part is that everything's always different. It's fun to solve. It feels so good every time you beat that level, and there are even leaderboards in the game. So if you share it with your friends and family, you can always see how everyone's doing, and of course, make sure that you're ahead.
Best Fiends can have some intense competition between friends and family, but it's all good fun, right? Take the Best Fiends Challenge now. All you have to do is download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, Best Fiends.
Bobby Bones.
I was reading this story. It's a YouTube star, 24 years old, is going to marry his 61-year-old girlfriend.
What? Wow. Wait, so...
He says, we are truly soulmates. They met on Tinder. Here's what I'm thinking, though. I'm listening to the story on the news, one of those dumb news pop shows, and I'm going, wait, aside from the age difference, did he have his options where he could actually meet a 61-year-old? Because you have to set your parameters of what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So he must have...
been open to that.
Hmm. Oh, wait, it's two women. I didn't know that. Two women with 37-year age difference. For some reason, it seems crazy to me.
You're like, oh, okay. You know what? Right.
I don't know why, but that doesn't seem as crazy to me. The age difference is pretty gigantic, 24 and 61.
Yeah.
But here's why, because I think women are just better people.
Yeah.
And they can probably bond and be cool with an age difference. Like, I thought it was a young guy and an old woman. We truly are soulmates. You know what? Good for them. This story's not even... What do you think about that? That's Sarah... What's her name? The Sarah Paulson? Do you know the actress that was in Bird Box? The sister? She was also in O.J. Simpson?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think her girlfriend is the mom from Two and a Half Men. Is she like 80?
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And good for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's old. Yeah. Like, I don't get that. But I don't get it. I don't care what's going on. I don't get it. When a guy and a girl, I don't know. It's just the old, like, when it's like 40, 50 years difference, woo, it's getting up there. Right?
You
right.
Know, yeah, okay, yes. But who are we?
Whoa!
No, I'm not.
What are you looking at?
Whoa!
Why?
He's looking at the age difference.
Yeah, the girl, the wife is Holland Taylor. She's 75.
Yeah, is it the girl from Two and a Half Men, the mom?
Yes, another girl, 44. What? What?
Wow.
What?
But they're in love.
What's your...
Again, it's an adult. It's two adults. Who
What's
cares?
Your age range?
I don't know.
Oh,
25.
No.
No, to what? What range do you go to?
Oh, you're saying up.
Yes.
25 to 21.
Up, not down. That's what we're talking about. Up. Like, how old will you date? That's the
I'm
thing.
I'm 38. Probably
37.
I don't know.
Have you ever dated anybody older than you?
I only dated older people until I turned about 27.
By older, do you mean like 6 months or do
no,
you mean like
when
older?
I was like 21 and a 26-year-old. It was
I forgot.
For a while, like, yeah.
Nice, man.
I always try to date my maturity level. I think I've gotten older and they've stayed about the same.
<That's>
yeah, days are confused.
Yeah.
I get older.
That's right.
The same
but,
age.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
So if you fill out a dating profile or a dating app.
What do you mean?
Well, like, are you on a dating app? Aren't you on that
kind
one that's
of.
Like for famous people or something?
It's not.
I mean, not that you're famous, but you know what I mean.
It's like everybody famous and me. That's
right.
It, that's who's on this app.
But what's it called? Oh, is it a secret?
No, I don't know. I'm like talking about it. And I'm on it a little bit, but a lot of people don't match me. They don't think I'm cool.
Well, maybe you need to increase your age range.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah, open it up.
me and Carol Burnett are going to be leaving a party like Pete Davidson and
even Betty White.
Beckinsale. She turns 97 next week.
Wow.
Betty White does.
Oh, Betty White.
She'd probably be awesome to date.
I wonder if she's on Raya. That's what it's called.
Raya?
Yeah.
Wait, so
what?
You officially got on there for real?
I get on it about once a week. And I don't get a bunch of matches.
So how does it work?
I got on Bumble for a while. I've done pretty much all of them. You know, the same way as everything else. I need to get on Farmers Only. I need to just fully. There's another one. I saw a commercial called My Time.
Oh.
It's for people over 50. That's how I would get on for this. I would be such a stud on an older person dating app. I'd probably just be slaying them.
Probably, but you're not old enough.
I know, but the that's what I like about them.
And Farmers Only, just know that they're not all farmers. Because my friend, she did it. She was complaining because she ended up going out with the mechanic, and she really wants to date a farmer. Like, she does.
You finally signed up for Farmers Only.
Oh, you mean like they're not all, they don't all own farms.
And you get an architect, and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You get this great job. You're like, no.
Yeah, no, she really wants a country boy.
Yeah.
Like, she wants him to drive a truck, him to have a beard, maybe wear overalls on the weekend, like, just super cute. That's like her jam. She wants that. So she thought that was her way in, and she ended up going out with the guy, and he was a mechanic. She was like, what?
But how, okay.
No,
just. I think the commercial is for country people, not just farmers.
She wanted a farmer.
Okay. The Bobby Bones Show. Lunchbox calling a hotel saying he's a social media influencer and he wants a free hotel room because he's going to give him an Instagram
shout
post.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin, I'm help you.
Okay, listen, I am a celebrity that travels the world. I am worldwide famous, 200,000 followers on Instagram, so I'm trying to barter for a free hotel room. I'll post a picture on my Instagram, and that way my listeners will be like, wow, I need to stay there when they come up there.
All right, we don't have that here, sir.
No.
We don't have free rooms here.
No, I post a picture on Instagram. That's what us celebrities and social media influencers do.
No, you'd have to pay for the room, sir.
How many pictures do I have to take for a free room? I'll put it on Twitter, too, where I have two.
You have a great day, sir. You have a great day.
All
we
right.
Don't do that here.
Didn't look too good for him.
Mm-mm.
Well, a couple of things. One, you have to learn how to say influencer.
Yeah.
And then two, don't say your listeners because you're not selling a radio show.
Yeah, I'm not used to that. But I messed up. Okay.
All right. But they
influencer.
Said no. Yeah.
Yeah, no hotel room.
Yeah.
Record.
He was recording. Are you recording this, boys?
Record.
Can I help you?
Social media influencer here. 200,000 followers on Instagram. I go to locations like your golf club, and I will post pictures of me out there playing, saying like, oh, come look at this beautiful course. In exchange, you give me free golf.
Oh, that's probably not going to happen.
Picture me on hole 18 sinking a birdie putt, and they'll be like, wow, we got to go there.
And then that's going to get people to join our golf club?
Absolutely, ma'am. That's what I do. I put things
thanks
on.
Anyway.
She won't buy that.
She's, no.
I don't think they get the concept.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm talking to older people. They don't get it.
But he explained that if he takes a picture on the 18th hole, that
it's seeking
people
a birdie.
Will come.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm happy.
Yes, man. How you doing today? My name is Lunchbox, and I'm going to be in New York in about a month, and I am just trying to say I'm a social media influencer, and I post pictures on Instagram, and so I'm wondering if I can get a free breakfast so my 200,000 followers will come to your establishment.
I cannot do that, sir.
If I can guarantee 200 people would come in your establishment, can I have a free breakfast?
I cannot do this, sir.
Okay, so when I come, I want the fried chicken and waffles and the smoked salmon eggs benedict. That is so awesome. I really appreciate you working with me, man.
Excuse me? I did not say it was good to go, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
I did not say it was good to go, sir.
Hello?
You, Gordon?
Roll on this, boys.
Well, it does seem easy when people write stories about it.
I know.
They're like, yeah, social media influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them aren't worth anything.
I mean, I see some people that I follow, and I see them staying at these hotels. The hotel one, for example. I see them staying at hotels. People I know, and I see them tag. And then also, I'm like, are they getting a hookup here that I'm not realizing? Because then there'll be a card, like, sitting on the nightstand welcoming that person to the hotel.
They probably wrote it themselves to look cool.
Right? And then, some strawberries.
They're probably
thinking,
read that himself.
And they...
Listen,
but they have about 50,000 followers.
Like, I'm close to a million, and nobody gives me anything from my social media, nor do they ask.
That's crazy.
I don't ask, and I'm not saying I should, but no one even says to me, hey, you're an influencer. I just don't think it's a real thing. I think people make it up for the most part.
That's like free press. That's like
free
advertising.
That's free.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy named Ray, he needed a hobby, so he got into 3D printing. So he'd been printing off some weird things. He's like, hey, what can I do where I can actually affect somebody in a good way? And he printed a prosthetic arm for a 3-year-old boy named Robert. So Robert was born without half of his left arm, and they couldn't afford a prosthetic arm. It's $12,000. So they knew somebody who knew somebody. And this dude goes in, and he spends 80 hours of printing and research and figuring out exactly how to print. I said, I don't even understand 3D printing.
I know.
And I don't even have a printer for paper anymore in my house. But he printed him an arm. And his mom said that the first thing that her kid does every morning whenever they wake up is show his new arm to everyone. And it actually works, and he can pick things up. So he says the material used to print the arm cost about $25, and he did all the research and figured out how to print it and make it. Again,
that's so crazy.
I don't even know how 3D printing works. But the fact that you can... Why don't they print out lots of arms for people?
Well,
arms
and legs. He said he had to do like 80 hours. So it's like time and labor, but he clearly volunteered. And
I don't know. I just feel like you could do that more. Mm-hmm. Not him. Like, why are prosthetic arms so much if you can make them so cheap? Anyway, that's a good story. I like that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
These are slang terms that you'll hear in 2019. Maybe you know what they mean. Some of them I was reading and I was like, man, I will never be able to use these. Generally, I'm done with new slang. Once you hit about 30, it starts to feel uncomfortable when these words come out of your mouth.
Okay, let's see for ourselves.
Okay. So, T-A. When someone says they're spilling the tea, what does that mean? I see
gossip.
It all the time. Yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, T,
yeah.
Or just the letter T, it means gossip.
Oh.
So if you spill the T, you're like talking behind their back.
Okay, I didn't know that.
What about snatched? If someone is snatched.
Taken.
Yeah.
They got a boyfriend.
Morgan number two, do you know what that means?
Yeah, it means you look good.
Yeah, it means you look good.
Wow.
She's 25. She knows. Yeah.
It means you got taken away.
It means someone grabbed you and then put you somewhere you didn't need to be. They jerked you with a quick motion. No.
Shut up. Okay, what else?
She goes so literal.
Wait, so, hold
snatched
on, I need
means
to
you
know
look good.
How to use this.
Like, dang, you look snatched.
Okay.
That's good.
Got it.
I would never say that, by the way.
So that's what people mean when they say that to me.
Oh, stop.
Here's one that you'll probably know.
Okay, what?
Basic. If someone says that's basic.
Yeah, like everyday, like typical, what you would expect.
Yeah, anything mainstream is basic.
Okay.
Like
pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, or like a tattoo of a Chinese symbol.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so basic.
Basic.
Or barbed
wire. Okay, how about, we'll do the extra.
Yeah.
Something's extra.
Oh, when they go above and beyond.
Like over the top.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Those two, you know. How about Gucci?
And it's a purse?
No.
It's fly.
No. If something's Gucci, like it's like, dang, that's Gucci.
Oh, yeah. So it's like baller.
Morgan number two, do you know what Gucci is?
Yeah, it's like, what's good? Like,
yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah, what's like, that, it means it's good.
I'd be like, oh, so it's, no, this isn't
Amy's
Gucci.
Like, no.
This is Free People.
It's a brand, guys. It's a brand.
It's Forever 21. No, but if someone's like, hey, it's Gucci, that means it's good.
Yeah. Okay, I can do that.
How about
so Gucci.
Ratchet?
Stinky?
I wouldn't say stinky.
What is
but
it?
But if someone's ratchet. Morgan number two?
Basically means somebody's kind of like obnoxious or like trashy.
Yeah, that's what it means.
No.
Oh, okay.
Like someone's trashy.
Like there was a girl on the... okay, got it.
What about if someone's thirsty?
Attention. They want attention.
Yeah, some of these have been around for a bit. Yeah. Some of these are brand new. I would never use Gucci...
Some people are straight dehydrated.
Okay, you're just making stuff up now to be cool. Morgan number two, is there anything else that you use that we need to know about so we can stay cool and hip, at least to know?
No, I mean, Gucci and sipping the tea are pretty big right now.
What about snatch? Does anyone say that?
No, I haven't really heard snatch that much. I know what it means, but
wow,
not in common
life.
I'm
so glad you did this segment because she said the two biggest ones I literally have never heard of in my life.
You need to watch MTV. They say Gucci all the time. Yeah, that's how I know this, though, because they say it on MTV
and
on the show.
And sipping the tea?
Spilling the tea, right?
Yeah, it's kind of either you can be like, I'm sipping on the tea. I'm like watching this gossip go down on Twitter.
Oh, okay, you're sipping the tea. But then if you're spilling it,
you're
the one delivering
the gossip. I got it.
I see E! News like tweet all the time, we're spilling the tea.
Okay.
And I was always like, why are they spilling so much tea? Why do they have a good tea kettle? But then you find out they're all gossip.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
These are the best workout songs. Here you go. According to this. Eminem, Till I Collapse. Also, Eminem, Lose Yourself. Basically, it's all Eminem songs. Did I get you mad? Kanye, Stronger. Kanye, Power. And then here's Uptown Funk.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
What do you think the number one workout song is for people over 50? Because they have it on here. People over 50 years old.
Oh.
Their favorite workout song. Think about that.
Okay.
Oh. Go ahead.
Respect.
Oh, no.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Staying Alive. The Bee Gees.
Amy, any guess?
No, that Rocky song.
Eye of the Tiger.
Wow, Amy.
Yeah.
Old soul over there.
Yeah.
This one does get me pumped up.
That opening bar. Dance.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's get on a few Monday morning confessions. Hey, Jenna in Texas, you're on.
Hey, so my Monday morning confession is actually, it's been pretty extensive, but I have a 5-year-old. And since she's probably about 2, I tell her things are spicy when I just don't want her to eat it. Like if I'm eating cake and I don't want to share, I just tell her it's spicy.
And she doesn't like spicy food, so she goes, okay, cool, Mom.
Yeah, no, she hates spicy food. So she's like, oh, no, I don't want it. I'm like, sure, you can try it. No, I'm good.
That's funny. That's a good one. It's Jenna in Texas. Okay, how about this here? Let's go to Crystal in Kansas. Crystal, you're on.
Hey, good morning.
Monday morning confessions. What do you have for us?
My Monday morning confession is, in my husband and I's second year of marriage, we got into a pretty good fight, and I ended up scrubbing the toilet with his toothbrush.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
How long have you been married now?
Why?
Almost 10 years.
Oh!
I've never done it since.
You were so mad that you grabbed his toothbrush and put it in the commode.
I did.
What was the fight over?
You know, I can't remember.
Oh, you have to remember if you scrubbed his toothbrush.
I don't know I've ever been that mad at anybody in my life where I would take the thing they put in their mouth and put it where I do the number 2.
I'm not proud of it.
Wow. And you're not going to do it ever again, even if you fight about the same thing?
No.
Did you think when you were kissing him after you made up?
Ooh.
Right. Like you get through the fight, obviously. You're together still 8 years later. And as you're kissing him, his mouth had been where he had used the bathroom.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's obviously gotten rid of the toothbrush.
Well, yeah.
I would hope.
But you wanted him to brush his teeth with it. That was the whole point, right? She's hurting right now. Yeah. We got it.
Oh, it's okay.
That's all right. Man. You know what? Release it. Don't even worry about it anymore.
Let it go.
You've been forgiven.
Thank you.
All right, Crystal in Kansas. Have a good day. Stephanie in North Carolina.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm really good. Monday morning confessions. What do you have for us?
All right. So many months ago, I left a man that I had been living with for 5 years, and I knew he was on dating sites. So he was not one for changing his password. So I went on his dating sites, and I changed everything about his profile.
Like to what?
Yeah, like to what?
Actually, to the truth, because that's what I did. I was so angry that he was putting in all these lies. He always put himself 20 years younger, college educated, that he made grand amounts of money, that he was a social drinker when he was an alcoholic, and he was looking for a younger woman. So I did change it so he would be looking for somebody between 65 and 85.
Oh, got him. Go ahead.
You know, that I love to drink heavy and like somebody who can drink heavy with me.
Yeah, she snorted.
I'm supposed to laugh. Oh my God, this is supposed to be a confession.
Yeah, it's all right. That we're laughing with you. What else? Give us one more thing you changed. What else did you write?
Oh my gosh, his age, his weight. He said he was physically fat. He had one of those big, like, you know, alcohol guts. But he was a lowercase b.
And you put that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you write specifically?
Gosh, it was so long ago. I just ripped out the truth. I'm not very physically fit.
You play dirty, Stephanie.
I never went to college.
Can you imagine? Let me just
I love it.
You're scrolling through and you're looking at profiles, and it's the most honest profile ever.
I drink a lot.
A little overweight. I drink heavy. Never went to college.
I don't make a lot of money.
I love it.
I'm looking for someone who's 85.
He asked me about it.
What?
He did ask me about it after about a month.
And what did you say when he wasn't getting any feedback at all? No girls were coming back to him. What did you say to him?
He said, you changed my profile, didn't you? And I said, yeah. And he laughed.
And you never got back together?
Oh, God,
no. No, of course not. No.
Oh, I know the truth.
Yeah, the truth. Obviously, you wrote it on his dating site. Hey, thank you very much, Stephanie. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah.
All right, you've been forgiven. Cleanse your sins. Shonda in Louisiana, you're on.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What do you want to say?
All right, so my husband likes to put these blue lights for Christmas on the, like, lining our driveway. Personally, I think it looks like, you know, like a runway or something, but he likes it and it makes him happy. So small potatoes, right? Well, I was backing out of the driveway one morning and I ran over like half of them. And when he got home in the afternoon, I told him it must have been the UPS driver delivering packages.
And he believed it, and you're all clear?
I'm all clear.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Well, he's probably listening right now, so now he knows.
Well, thank you for calling. See?
Oh, wow. This is how he's finding out.
Yeah. Everybody feels better, right? The Bobby Bones Show. I was looking at this article on BuzzFeed. Do you know who Henry Cavill is? The guy from Superman? Really good looking guy?
Oh, yes. Now that you say Superman, yes.
Okay, so apparently he has a lot of chest hair. And the whole article was about how some women love chest hair, some women don't. But I want to bring in, let's bring in the girl group here. We have Amy. Amy, go ahead and introduce yourself and your age.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm 37 years old. Married for 12 years and co-host here with Bobby.
All right. Let's bring in our head of digital, Morgan number two. Morgan number two, say hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Now do the thing Amy just did.
Okay. I'm Morgan number two. I'm 25 years old and I'm the web girl on the show.
All right. Say a little fun fact about your life.
I'm really excited about... I don't know. I got nothing.
She has nothing.
I really have nothing.
All right. Let's bring in Hillary, our phone screener, who's moving off the phones. Hillary, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Hillary. I just turned 26. I don't know what my fun fact is.
Come on, we got to get better on our fun facts, guys.
You love Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A, yes.
No, and her fun fact is she's
dated.
She's only kissed two guys in her life. That's her fun fact.
Yeah, thank you, Lunchbox.
How many dates in your life?
Two.
Wow, but you're on one for one on dates, though. On both of your dates, you got kissed?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Pretty good. Okay. Are we ready with this? Let's talk about chest hair on guys. Okay.
Okay.
Because it's a lot. Did you see this picture?
Yeah.
What do you think about that chest hair?
I mean, I could do with a little bit less. Okay, yeah. Less, maybe... Yeah, but I don't want it to be fully no hair.
You don't.
But maybe less hair than that.
Like, what about mine?
You don't have any, do you?
I don't have any.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. Y'all's chests are very different.
Yeah, because he has muscles. Yeah, you can say that. That's okay.
Okay, so, yeah, I could do with a little bit. My husband has just a little bit. I feel like he has a good amount, but... That's just me. It's not too much, not too little.
If 0% is me of chest hair and 100% this guy, where do you like your...
I guess I like it. If he's 100%, then I'll like it at 50.
50%. Okay, Morgan number two. How do you feel about chest hair on men?
I'm like a 25%.
Okay, you like
a little bit, but not too much.
Have you ever met a guy that has a lot of chest hair?
I couldn't really do it.
I wouldn't be able... If it was a lot, that would be I don't know. I would just be like...
There's a lot when it's like out of their shirt and you're like, curly. What's happening under there?
So it's like a teddy bear trying to crawl off from underneath the shirt?
Yeah. Yes.
So you like about 25%.
Yes.
Okay, Amy's 50, Morgan number two, 25%. Hillary, what do you like on a guy?
I'm with Morgan number two. I would say about 25%. Not a lot.
So what let me just walk you
But you're
this.
At zero. Nobody has said that
I'm
so
at like 5% because I got little bitty ones. But I also take clippers to the little bit that I have.
Okay.
So if I do have...
So if you didn't, you would just have
it
like
it grows
a few?
In weird patches, Amy.
Okay.
And I don't do it to have fully clean, but if I let it grow, it's in weird patches.
Yeah.
And I look like I have mange. Like I just have a little bit of hair and it's mangy.
Okay.
So let me... Morgan number two, let me run this by you, okay?
Okay.
You and I, we've been on 10 dates, okay?
Okay.
And I'm taking my shirt off. We're like watching a TV show for the first time. And I don't have any chest hair on my chest.
It's not a deal breaker. It's more of a deal breaker if you had a lot.
Yeah. Is it gross though that I don't have any?
No. I think that's more common than chest hair typically is, honestly.
So no one's like, because Mike D, who works on the show, he has the crawling out of your shirt chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lunchbox, where are you at in chest hair? I'm probably at 0.
I got a baseball diamond.
Yeah. Look, that's disgusting.
Hey, what do you think about Lunchbox's chest hair, Morgan number two?
It's a little spotty. He has it on his belly button, and then he has it like on his chest. It's
and
just
only
not
between
consistent.
His nipples.
Yeah, between my nipples. That's it.
And up to his neck. It's like a diamond. That's like a triangle.
Yeah.
Like from his neck, the point down to the nipples, and then back in. Hillary, what do you think about Lunchbox chest hair?
I'm a little uncomfortable right now. Yes. It's fine. That's a good amount.
Yeah.
Would you?
Hillary,
like,
that's more
though.
Than 25%.
No, and it's like a little pillow. Put the girl's head right there.
Yeah. Does your wife like it? And
she'll
play with
her
it?
Fingers in it.
No.
It.
Have you ever had a guy with a lot of chest hair, Amy?
No. Nope.
Is your husband the guy with the most chest hair?
Yeah. I'm starting to think maybe my boyfriend when we were like 20. had chest hair. I wonder what it's like now. I don't know.
Well,
he maybe had the most.
Amy likes 50%, and she's a little older than the other two girls, who like 25%. Maybe we're trending downward. And then, like, the 10-year-olds of today's generation is within, like, 0% when they
right.
get older.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Thank you, girl group. Appreciate your commentary.
Because women that are probably 10 or 15 years older than me,
yeah.
they probably like a lot of hair.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, dudes. Like, the younger you get, the less conditioned you are to want hair.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You with me?
Yep.
All right. There we have it. Thanks to our girl group. We learned a lot today. There we go. Here we go, friends. I'll give you the famous slogan of a product or business. Just tell me what the business is.
Easy.
Everybody have your pens out?
Yeah.
Let me introduce our listeners to you guys as you guys pull your pens out. To my left, my co-host, my main squeeze, mom of two, married of how long have you been married?
12 years.
12 years.
Main squeeze?
My main squeeze.
To someone else.
Huh?
To someone else. You said I was your main squeeze, and then you said I've been married for 12 years.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Amy, everybody.
Yeah.
Details. Who cares? Over to my right. He's been with me longer than anyone has. He started as a delivery driver at Jason's Deli. He came on the show as a guy who just showed up. I was like, oh, I'm crazy. And then here he is now. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
And sitting way to my right, he was my television producer at local station ME Television in Austin,
right.
Texas. That's how we met. We were randomly teamed up. And I said, Eddie, if I ever get a show and it's a big show, you come and edit all the videos. And he did. Here he is, producer Eddie.
Yeah.
We have three players here today. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Number one, kid tested, mother approved. That's the famous slogan. Kid tested, mother approved.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Does it sound familiar?
No.
Yep.
Yes, but I'm, yeah.
Amy.
Nestle Quick.
Ooh. Lunchbox.
Give me the kicks.
Kicks.
Cereal. K-I-X.
Cereal. Wow.
He got it?
Yeah.
Those both have bunnies, Nestle Quick, and...
Nope.
No.
Eddie?
Huggies.
No, no. Sorry. Give that lunchbox a point over there.
Okay.
All right, number two. Eat more chicken.
Say that again.
Eat more chicken.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Chick-fil-A.
Lunchbox?
The way my grandma says it, Chick-a-fil. It's Chick-fil-A, but that's how we say it in our family.
Eddie?
Chick-fil-A.
There we go. Chick-fil-A. Okay. Number three. We have the meats.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Boston Meat Market.
No. Oh, the old Boston Meat Market.
Solid guess.
Yeah. Is that even a thing?
No.
Yes.
Boston Market is
Boston
a
Market.
Yeah.
Oh, the Boston Meat Market.
Sorry, I added meat. Boston Market. What is it?
Lunchbox.
The place called Arby's.
Eddie?
Arby's.
Yeah.
This is not your game, man.
Nope.
Kills bugs dead.
I'm in.
I am in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Raid.
Lunchbox?
Raid.
Eddie?
Raid!
There you go. Is Lunchbox perfect so far?
Oh,
all right,
boy.
The score is Lunchbox 4, Eddie 3, Amy 2. Let's go to the last one. Amy, you've been eliminated. I'm sorry. I know. Lunchbox, if you get it, you win.
I got that.
The ultimate driving machine.
The ultimate driving machine.
Oh, what are they called? Dude, hold on. Give me a... All right.
I'm in.
I'm in.
All right. Do you know what, Lunchbox?
No, I don't.
What do you have?
Nissan.
Nissan, no. Now, Eddie, if you get this right, you're back in the game. We go to tiebreaker.
I couldn't come up with a real one, so I put Hot Wheels. It's the other one, though.
It's BMW.
Oh.
The ultimate driving machine.
That was way off.
There's our winner right there. Taking it home. 'Cause all I do is win. do you feel, bud?
Man, that feels good. I feel like I pay attention to products and their slogans. TV commercials pay off.
Bobby Bones on your radio.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Get your bones on. Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. You can listen to the Bobbycast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Bobby Bones.